Time to talk signals now in our economy. Tonight we're discussing the rise of sports betting in South Africa and the factors leading to its growth. The South African betting industry, encompassing sports betting and online casinos, has seen its very gigantic growth. Its revenue skyrocketing from 8.8 billion in 2020 to about 23.7 billion last year. The exponential growth, of course, due to digital, but it seems a lot of people feeling lucky when it comes to sports. Now to Brenton Chillen, head of brand of Sporting Bet. Brenton, looking at the engagement you're getting from a lot of South Africans, especially online when it comes to sport betting, a lot of us are feeling lucky, aren't we?
Thanks for having me on the show, Matteo. I think that there has been a lot of people feeling lucky, and last year in particular, there was a bit of luck. There was the Springboks winning the World Cup, so there were a number of big winners as well across the board.
Then if we look at sports betting a few years ago, you had the horse racing where you could go to an outlet, tick off what you think will happen in the races and bet your number. But now it could happen also on your mobile phone.
Yeah, so I think the biggest change in the industry, I guess, came post-COVID, where majority of revenue has traditionally come from land-based casinos and, as you mentioned, kind of horse racing. But when COVID came along and people weren't able to get into casinos, a shift started to happen more onto the online space. And there's just been exponential growth with regards to betting, sports betting, and that's purely driven by, you know, online. There's been over 400% growth in turnover, so bets placed in the last 2 years alone.
Data from the National Gambling Board showing around 34 billion rand spent by South Africans recently when it comes to betting. In terms of sports betting, where are we looking to make that money as South Africans, and how do you gauge whether somebody is over betting?
So to your first point, football or soccer leads the way here in South Africa and across the African continent. It still accounts for about 60 to 70% of all bets on sports. There has been some more recent growth in, secondary sports, things like rugby, cricket, and in particular basketball. In terms of managing people and their betting action online, we have a number of responsible gambling tools at Sportingbet, both for the player and for us as a business, to monitor players' behavior. We have early triggers. We use artificial intelligence to basically identify potential problem behavior within players and reach out to them should there be an issue.
And what's the segment breakup of people that want to bet in South Africa? I know, back in the day, my uncle and grandfather would be playing the races and playing the horses. Have you kept that market with you as you go digital? And are you finding that younger people are also jumping on the trend?
Yeah, so, I mean, with regards to our market, a bulk of them sit between the age of 25 and 44. But, there is still quite a number of players, in excess of 50, 60 years old that are playing online. And then obviously we have seen a growth within the sort of Gen Z markets as well. And in particular, with the opening of sort of online casino type games, we've seen substantial growth in terms of the split between male and female, where previously it may have been about 80% dominated by male. It's far more of an even split at the moment.
There's also the prevalence of partnerships when it comes to betting in South Africa, and those partnerships, of course, with the banks and the financial service providers who are now facilitating some of the coupons, some of the tokens that you can buy to put money into your betting account. How have that relationship worked out for the betting industry? Because before, the customer would come directly into a brick and mortar outlet and buy their ticket, but now they can use their mobile banking app to do so.
Yeah, so there's a number of different payment methods. You have your traditional sort of credit card and manual EFT solutions, but there are instant EFT solutions such as Ozo, which you know tie into your bank as well as into the betting provider. And then, you know, things like Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, SnapScan, Zapper, they're all available on most online platforms nowadays.
You've moved from analog to the world of algorithms. How does that affect sports betting in the country, and how does it affect the chances of those playing to win?
So, I mean, it's twofold. On the operator side of things, we've gotten really good with regards to using AI algorithms to price up odds. And these algorithms allow us to expand our market offering, where previously you may have had traders manually calculating what those odds might be. Now, you know, it's simply done through machine learning and probabilities. And then, you know, on the consumer side of things, players are able to educate themselves a lot more. You can simply jump onto a, you know, onto a ChatGPT, and you can start to build your own sort of betting strategy in line with how you want to play.
Then when we look at money exchanging hands, whenever that happens, there'll always be bad actors. And especially online these days, a lot of hackers abound. Are you also working on the security side of things, both for your users and for company operations?
Yeah, so this is where, you know, artificial intelligence does play a big role in terms of analyzing player behavior and patterns and basically detecting potential fraudulent behavior, potential money laundering cases, and bonus abuse. So, you know, we have a number of tools in place in order to do that, and then take the necessary behavior or the necessary actions in contacting players and contacting. We're very strictly governed by AFIC and by our local regulators, all of which will be informed should we identify any irregular behavior.
Is there any concern that the surge of online betting could cancel out casinos as we know them, the brick and mortar outlets of the betting sector?
It's an interesting one because, you know, in 2020, I guess, with the land-based casinos kind of being shuttered for a while, that was the first year in which online or betting surpassed land-based casinos in terms of revenue. What we have seen, though, is that a number of these land-based casinos have started to act and move into the online space themselves, basically, you know, utilizing all the benefits that they have within the land-based within the land-based offerings and migrating them across onto an online platform.
And is there advice for some of your bettors, the people that use your services to bet, in terms of making sure they can properly manage their money? Of course, we are going through a cost of life crisis, and you want to make sure that the person on the other end isn't upending their entire family's you know, savings to try and make sure they win on your platform.
Yes, I mean, I think the first thing is never to bet more than you can afford to bet. And manage your bankroll efficiently. We you know, put in a lot of effort from our side to educate our customers when they come onto the platform, and educate them in the right way in terms of betting. We don't want somebody to come on and lose all their money and never come back to us. We see betting as a form of entertainment, and you know, we want to celebrate their wins as well. So managing your bankroll, not betting too much and not betting when you're angry or if you've had a little bit to drink. Those are just, you know, bad ideas at the end of the day.
Then looking at sports betting itself, of course, you've talked about the traditional sports and football and rugby, cricket as well. But there's esports also that's coming up now as a competitive end of the betting world. Are you seeing more people get into that betting, which, you know, console player is better than the other?
Esports has been an interesting one because it's long been talked about within our industry. And while we saw a huge spike during COVID when there was no live sports on the go, esports was, you know, along with some table tennis, was pretty much the only thing people could bet on from a sporting perspective. And While we saw that huge spike, once sport returned, it kind of dropped off. So it hasn't yet come to fruition in terms of a betting offering, and whether that has to do with the players that are involved in either playing the sports or watching esports. But it is still, you know, it's still definitely on the radar and something that most online operators do at least offer.
What's the one thing you're looking forward to in terms of this particular sector? Because we're going through this exciting period where there's a lot of innovation through tech and, you know, the movement to online. But what is the future of betting looking like?
So from a South African standpoint, it is very much shifting towards more casino type games and what we term crash games. So, you know, you may be familiar with a game called Aviator, which, you know, is very popular in the space, not only in South Africa, but throughout the continent and even globally. So there's been a big change there. And then from a sports betting perspective, I'm very excited about the growth of women's sports. And I think that a number of betting brands as well have reinvested the sort of revenue that we may have garnered from that into growing the sport as well. You know, last year it was a big year for women's sport with you know, FIFA Women's World Cup and two locally hosted World Cups. And I think that there's a growing ecosystem within women's sport through the broadcaster support, through sponsorship from you know, betting brands and other brands, and then obviously, you know, there's a growth in viewership as well, and that all drives growth in terms of betting revenue as well.
This surge online would probably call for a more digital skills economy in South Africa. Are you finding the coders that would help you develop some of these games?
So there isn't a big operator or a game developer locally who develop a lot of casino games. But with regards to our platform itself, a lot of the development side of things is outsourced. But in terms of other talents, everything else sits here. You know, our customer service agents, our fraud and compliance team. And then obviously the marketing department as well all sits locally in South Africa.
Well, Brenton, tell you what, Banyana Banyana is playing against the Super Falcons today. I'll see if I can get my bet in. I'm never quite lucky, but we'll see how my prediction goes. Brenton Chellen, head of brand at Sporting Bet, part of our Signals feature today, talking the world of betting in the country. A lot of money exchanging hands, and a lot of companies, especially online, making money while partnering with financial services to make sure that those bets go through. So quite an interesting one from South Africa's betting sector.